Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
What have you been up to over the last year?
You know, teaching a lot of workshops, a lot of new stuff. I've been helping people understand karma because I think it's one of the most misunderstood laws, and empathic stuff. So your previous guests were talking about empathic computer systems, but I like to help people understand that, especially in the healing arts, when they're dealing with other people's energy, how they can learn and understand they don't need to take that home with them.
Well, that is so true. So true. How did you get interested in this?
Oh, you know, my whole life. So ever since I was a little boy, I was raised Catholic like you were.
Yep.
And, but I saw Jesus and Mary in a whole different light. And I start talking to spirits at a young age, and I was fortunate enough to grow up near Lilydale, which is the National Center for Modern Spiritualism in Western New York. So while I was in high school, I could go and talk to fellow mediums. And so they got me connected. And then when I moved to California 12 years ago, I met James von Prague, and he really encouraged me to step out of academia. Says, you know, you need to do this full time. And I'm like, I don't know, man. But yeah, he gave me that nice little push. So I've been blessed with a lot of teachers along the way, but it's a great life. I tell people I retired 12 years ago, and now I'm just enjoying my life.
Van Prague's a super guy, isn't he?
He is. He's very helpful.
Yeah, he really is. And I knew him from one, the show, two, from Gaia, but I also have been to a couple of his live presentations, and he is so good with the audience.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, he really does. He comes from a communications background, so.
Yeah. He knows what he's talking about. You have talked about soul progression. What is that?
So soul progression is a term I've come up with, and it's a different type of reading. A lot of people are used to past life regression. In a soul progression reading, I want to help people understand what their life path is, and we do that by looking at how their soul has progressed. So a soul progression is taking a look at someone's soul path, where they came from, so they can understand where they're at now, and then perhaps that will give them direction as to where to go from here. And I like to use the archetypical patterns of the chakras as stories that basically we follow on our life path. But it really is all about soul development, expansion of consciousness, and there's a specific path toward enlightenment that your soul is following according to the experience it has day to day to day. It's a progression, and that's where I came up with the term.
And with soul progression, this aspect of, you know, the soul getting better and better relative to growth and development of your soul, how do you know that it's happening? The Akashic Records, or how do you know?
So that's one way to access it, but really, you know, you go back to the Greeks, know thyself, and if you take self-reflection time and look at your own life path just in this lifetime, you can see a natural progression as you reflect. So as a soul, you come here with a soul agreement, and several people talk about soul agreements, soul contracts. Louise Hay and Carolyn Mace talk a lot about the soul agreements, but you come here with a pre-birth plan of ripe seed karma, karma that you created in past lives that you want to overcome. And what I've been able to do since I was a young boy is I can sense the color of people's auric fields, and I relate them to the chakras, and that then relates to the archetypical patterns of the chakras. And that helps tell their story, because your energy field around you tells your whole story, your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions, your whole karmic history is there. And so to be aware of it and understand it so that you can, you know, move forward and move out of it. We're all explorers. Our souls are explorers by nature. And, you know, complacency is one of the great things that hold us back, and it's important that we don't get stuck, that we're constantly searching outside. Your program's a great example, where you're constantly taking new ideas and new concepts and, you know, throwing them out there for people to really think about, and that's important, because in order to expand consciousness and the awareness of ourselves, you know, we want to have exposure to different ideas, different experiences.
Well, then there's no question. It does make you think, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. See, and for you, you have a lot of dark blue. Like, I saw you from afar at the Contact in the Desert last year, but you have a lot of dark blue. So in your history, what's important for you is getting rid of the analytical mind and embracing the intuitive. It's third eye stuff, and then the communication aspect of it. So if you look at your life path and how you were as a young child, and then as a young man, you'll probably see a natural progression that you've wanted to perpetuate truth and understanding, and it's about trusting your own inner feelings while you're doing that. And you would have picked parents, for example, that probably come from a stronger traditional background, and then part of that is to find your way out of that so that you can, you know, find your own voice and have the ability to create it. So you just look at the relationships you have, because relationships are such great ways. That's why stories are all about relationships, because your relationships are showing you, first of all, where you need to go and what you need to learn. And but, you know, just by how you feel toward other people, because they're just showing you yourself.
Absolutely. And you've talked about your soul agreement, which is almost like a soul contract, an agreement between yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the key, is you, through your higher consciousness, your soul makes an agreement when it comes here that I want to work on certain things. And then what it does is it chooses a costume. And you can think of your body as a costume, like Halloween. Our Halloween costumes have different personalities. Well, the body you choose to wear has that personality that makes it more likely for you to get involved in what that is around that agreement. For example, if it's speaking your truth, then you might pick a body personality that's very soft-spoken so that you can try to work through it. And then you pick your parents, you pick specific relationships, and then certain talents and skills. Rudolf Steiner has written a lot of really great essays back in the day about the talents and skills and knowledge that the spirit brings with it to the earth plane to work with. And then you, as you're here, you create new karma. It's seed karma. It's what you sow, you reap. And but yeah, you definitely come with an agreement. And see, the agreement's with your higher self, and whether you get it or not in this lifetime, there's no judgment. But when you end this life and your spirit returns back to the spirit plane, it brings it with it the wisdom and knowledge of this life experience, but then it will process and say, okay, maybe I didn't get it this time, so now I'm going to set up a different set of circumstances. So we get to be like the producer, the director, and the writer of our own little plays, and we come down here, have little dramas, and it's through those dramas that we really get to know and understand ourselves, because this truly is the emotional plane. And that's why, as a spirit, many times people ask me, like, why does a spirit even bother coming here? But they can observe, and they do observe us, but to actually come down, we're very brave to do that, but to come here and take physical form and experience those emotions, that's really important in our understanding and expansion of our awareness and consciousness.
Is there a difference between soul and spirit, or are they one and the same?
Yeah, so the words are used synonymously many times, but I like to clarify, in my last book I did this to help people understand. See, I see soul as the all-inclusive I am presence. It's that aspect of yourself. It's the source, the God, the divine, and it's a holograph. We're all piece of God. And when you incarnate, a small part of your soul comes in the form of spirit. And your spirit then comes, and it's the little pioneer that comes here and has the adventure, and then it returns back to the soul and brings back the wisdom and knowledge. And again, an analogy I like to use is if you think of your soul as the ocean, and your spirit would be like taking a glass of water out of that ocean. It has all the aspects of the ocean, but just a small piece of it's going to come and have the experience, and then when we see it as death of the physical body, that water then returns to the ocean, but it comes with the energy and the vibrations of that life experience.
Interesting take on all of that. And since you've been doing this, have you found that most people are being able to pick up on this, or are they still a little distant from learning about this?
Great question, George. What I'm finding more and more often, which it really truly surprises me, because even very skeptical people and very scientific people, I come from a science background, but talking to friends in there, they do have these aha moments, these premonitions of, oh, I know I've known that person before, or they'll go to a certain city and say, you know I've been here before. And there is a memory that comes with it, and it just seems to become more and more prevalent. And because programs like this and so many, you know, great journals out there now and television shows, people are talking about it more. So we're putting more energy behind it, so there's a greater awareness, and people feel safer, you know, explaining their experiences. But I'm sure there's not a listener out there that hasn't had a moment where they know they have a knowing of, you know, a person, place, or thing, and there's a memory with that spirit that comes from the soul.
Well, there's no question about that. And you know, when you work with your clients, are you trying to make them understand this a little bit better? What happens with them?
Yeah, so you know, I spent 20 years as a college teacher, and I'm passionate about teaching. Now I get to pick the subject though that I'm really passionate about. And what greater way to help a person understand then their life path? And it's not about, should I date this person or should I, you know, work at this company versus that company. When I read people and I present information, and I'm getting a lot of this type of information through my higher self, I'm presenting ways and means to understand, why are you here? What was your soul agreement? And is the relationship or the job congruent with that? Is it going to complement the agreement, or does it go against it? And we know when we're in resistance. Resistance is that place of anxiety and worry, of stress. It's easy to sense when we're there, and what's important is, you know, to get out of it. And that's why it's so important to really take time to reflect daily on the choices you're making, because if you're in the flow of things, everything is magical. And if you're resisting, it's going to be heavy and suffering.
Yeah, it really is. And suffering in a big way, too. It's more like anxiety, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And when you think about all the, you know, now psychology has expanded so much, but all the diseases of the mind they're coming up with and diagnosing, and even like learning disabilities we're seeing and so forth. See, I don't like the word disability because I think, again, we all have unique ways to perceive and understand ourselves and the world we're in. And if it doesn't fit in the model, we see it as being abnormal. But, you know, people like me as a kid felt so abnormal because I saw colors around people and I never understood why people couldn't see them. And when I draw them or color them, like people, my teachers would be like, what are you doing? And, yeah, so it's that to me is the more interesting person is how they're, if they're perceiving, if they're communicating in a different way. And there's just so many different levels of intelligence. One of my favorite subjects to teach, I taught anatomy, was about the brain and how intelligence works. And I had the fortunate experience to work with at an art and design school. So these students felt many times inferior to the average college student because they didn't have the same analytical ability. But their intelligence was amazing as far as, you know, creativity, self-expression, spatial expansion, body awareness and movement and so forth. So there's just so many different types of intelligence. And a soul agreement helps a person understand so that they know. They already know, like, that's what's beautiful. It's holding a mirror up to them. But getting them to understand, too, when they're in things that are resisting their ability to move forward, again, the choice is always theirs. But it's important that they find themselves. And that's really what we do when we come here is we find ourselves. It's a game of hide-and-seek with ourselves.
Jeff, where does reincarnation fit into this?
So reincarnation is a really important tool, really, or mechanism to allow us to work through karma. So, you know, the belief in many cultures, that many, many, many cultures for, you know, thousands of years have believed in different forms of reincarnation.
Right.
But the idea is that after you have a life experience and you create karma, you go back to the spiritual realm and you have a life review. And Michael Newton wrote a couple really books, Destiny of the Souls and so forth, where he did a lot of self-hypnosis and he looked at when people would go to the other side. And when I do mediumship readings and I'm talking to loved ones on the other side, they'll often share in the reading what they've learned about their lifetime. And it's an opportunity to share encouragement, forgiveness. Again, because they're from the same soul family, they have very relevant information for the person receiving the reading so that they can have a great understanding now that they're out of body of that life. And then what they do is they come up with a new plan. Okay, and you know, in this past life, I wasn't able to really stand up for myself, so let me create circumstances for a new life. So reincarnation, it's like we're actors and actresses. We get to play a number of different parts, but by playing those different parts, we get to experience life from many perspectives, you know, different cultures, different societies, different time periods, and it allows us to truly know ourselves from so many different perspectives.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.